So today for the daily inspiration, we're going to read Psalms 34. There's 22 verses, and they are packed full of promises and blessings from the Lord. I think this will be an encouragement to you, and it certainly is to me. Verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Notice the all and the continually. And notice what he's doing. He's blessing the Lord, and it's in his mouth. It's coming out of his mouth. It's not just living a certain way, but he's joyful and rejoicing in God, and it's coming out of his mouth, blessing to the Lord. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Notice the hearing. They're going to hear it. People are going to hear, and they're going to be glad because he opens his mouth and blesses the Lord, and praises are continually out of his mouth. Verse 3, O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So there's a call to worship. There's a call to join in praise and worship, to join in opening our mouths for the Lord and praising God. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Doesn't say from some of my fears, but from all my fears. We don't need to fear if we are trusting in the Lord, if we have our confidence in him. Verse 5, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Oh, it's so beautiful to see when people have, that they are enlightened, that they have light in their eyes, and their faces are not ashamed, and their eyes are clear, and they have a countenance that they know God, that they walk with him. Verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. So there's a prayer, crying to God. This poor man cried to the Lord, and the Lord heard him. And the Lord saved him out of not some of his troubles, all of his troubles, it says. Verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Look at the relationship there. This is a relationship with the God of heaven. This is a relationship with the creator of the heavens and the earth. This is a relationship with the Savior who died on the cross. This is a relationship. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. It doesn't say trust in a lifestyle or trust in a way of life or trust in a church, but it says who trusts in him. Verse 9, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. So it's comparing lions, the young lions, they're not always satisfied. They suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord are not going to want any good thing. What a great promise. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. And what man is he that desireth life and loveth many good days, or many days, that he may see good? Well, what is that? Where is the man that wants that desires life and loveth many days that he may see good? Well, it's probably most people in the world that they would really desire life, whether they seek it in the right places and seek for God. Most people don't, but that's what they want. They want to see many good days. Well, here it tells us how we can do that. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. Relationship again. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. There's a relationship again. The Lord is near. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. and save us such of a contrite spirit. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So it doesn't, we don't have a promise that afflictions and trials and troubles will come our way, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. It might not be the way that we think that we should be delivered, but we will be delivered out of all of our troubles if we keep our faith and trust and confidence in him. Verse 20, he keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. This was a prophecy about Jesus, referred to in the New Testament. And verse 21, evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So praise God. I thank the Lord for Psalms 34. What a blessing it is. I hope it was an encouragement to you today. Read through it, pray through it, meditate upon it, and even memorize it. It's a good psalm to put into our hearts. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in.